Pensacola's Morning News with Andrew McKay.
The relationships in Tallahassee, it's different.
Mornings 5 to 9, right before Pep Talk with Jenna Barr.
It's not great all the time, but there is an effort for Republicans and Democrats to sit next to each other in committee meetings and talk to each other and get along in a way that you don't always see. It produces a certain kind of collegiality in spite of the philosophical differences.
Wake up with Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
To the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and 95.3 if you are in Baldwin County or north of I-10. I'm Jenna Barr. Hey, it is Tuesday morning. Sunshine is peeking through all that fog that came to visit us this morning, but it's going to be a sunshiny day because you are listening to The Garden Line. Mike Wiggins is here to answer your questions. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jenna. How are you doing? Incredible weather.
I am loving this weather we're waking up to.
It's been just unbelievable. And I think we're going to have it the rest of the week. It looks like Saturday could be a little dicey, but we're not going to worry about that now. It's just been a beautiful weekend, a beautiful day, and time to do a little bit of gardening.
That's right.
And because as you walk your neighborhoods, Jenna, the azaleas are coming out. I see amaryllis starting to bloom. All the trees are putting on foliage. The grass is coming out of dormancy. It's just spring in Pensacola, which it just doesn't get any better.
It's a sprungin'. That's what it's doing.
Spring has sprung.
It has sprung. I want to go ahead and start out with a couple of things. If you want to hop on in, ask your questions this morning, 850-437-1620. If you have a question for Mike, phone lines are up and running. Text line is open, 850-437-1620. Also want to thank our friend Dave. Dave, thank you so much for this adorable John Appleyard Blue Wahoo's bobblehead for our studio.
Isn't that cool?
I'm not going to cry, but I love these little things. Just warm my heart and make my day. So, Dave, you made my day this morning and by dropping this off for me and Andrew to enjoy every morning in studio. And John Appleyard, what a guy, huh? He was one of the greatest.
What a nice gift. I got a gift, too.
You,
I got a gift. I got a gift from a very, very good friend of mine. It's a nice little candle. It's nice. It says, and on the front of the candle, it says, "Gardening is much cheaper than therapy." So, get out and dig in the yard, and we'll clear your mind and give you pleasant thoughts,
yes.
And you'll have fun, and it's just
get your hands
great.
Dirty, oh, make yeah. things beautiful. There is something about making things beautiful around your home that just brings so much joy and peace and healing to your soul.
Absolutely. And gardening, of course, we've said this before on our show, is the number one hobby in
yes.
America.
Oh, yeah, I believe it 100%.
It really is. And this time of year in Pensacola, we're all kind of, you know, weren't able to do too much in the winter. There just wasn't that much to do. We talked about other things here on the show you could do. But now is the time to let's get going, because you look ahead. Of course, weather, we've always talked about weather-wise. When's the last freeze? When is it going to get cold again? Well, I kind of looked on my little weather channel before we came on the air this morning, and I didn't see any temperatures below the mid-50s all the way to the middle of April.
That is good
so
news.
So I think that tells you that we are ready to do what we want to do, even to the point of let's go look at some vegetable plants and look at some annuals and that type of thing. Now, I hate to say that, and then that freeze come in, but it just doesn't look like it to me. It looks like we're have a clear sailing as we get into spring and planting all the stuff that we enjoy in looking at and planting and dealing with during the spring and summer in Pensacola. It's a great time of year. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. And today is Tuesday, March 29th. We are wrapping up the month of March. And today is actually National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day. So it's a great day to get out there and support our locally owned businesses. We have Bailey's. We have Pensacola Hardware. There's a ton of different places. I know you have your favorite.
Pensacola Seed and
Seed
Garden.
Yep.
Werner Turf, that type.
One of my favorites.
We have got some great local businesses here that sell all the things that we talk about on the Garden Line. And today is their day.
But
I hope that all season long it will be maybe your first stop. Insofar as buying garden supplies and plants and getting information. And that's one of the keys, to local businesses in the gardening area is you get talking to people that know the local area. They know what's going to do well here. They know what to avoid. They know how to tell you to use chemicals and that type of thing. So, it's a small business day, if you will, mom and pop's day.
Yes.
I think
we
that's
real
it. Important.
Yeah, and just to remind you, if you'd like to hop on into the conversation, 850-437-1620. Let's kick off this morning. We have a phone call coming in. Let's go ahead and welcome. Who are we talking to this morning?
Hey, good morning. It's Nathan.
Nathan, you got a question for Mike this morning?
Yes, we just bought a new house, a dream house, and it's on the bay, East Bay, and... the yard is kind of spotty. The grass is not really good and plentiful. We have some live oaks in the back, right up along the set there. And just wondering what kind of grass would be the best for, that shade and up close to the water. And hopefully it'd be something that I could do in the front yard as well that has a lot more sun.
Well, that's a great question. I will say this. Your live oak in the back, insofar as growing a dense turf, could be problematic because there's no grass that really enjoys shade. Well, you can get by with a little bit, but for the most part, you need to have full sun to have the kind of grass that you would like. Now, if you're going to pick a grass, I think I'd go to St. Augustine. As we've talked on this show, St. Augustine can have a few problems also. But I would go with St. Augustine. Now, in the front, where you have all that sun, you might want to consider Zoysia. So many people have switched from installing St. Augustine to installing Zoysia because it just doesn't have the disease problems to the extent that St. Augustine does. And it doesn't have the chinch bug problems and the sod webworm problems that St. Augustine has, and this seemed to be getting worse with St. Augustine. So you might consider that Zoysia for that full sun area. I would consider in your back your St. Augustine, but I would also consider some creative landscaping underneath that live oak so you don't have to grow any grass at all. I think that would be the thing to do. Now, insofar as being on the bay and being tolerant to salt, I think St. Augustine is probably a pretty good choice. And so I think you're on the right track there. But that's kind of what I would do. All kind of things you can put underneath a live oak like that. Some people, I have seen them, just put a big pine straw bed, period. No plants. and keep it nice edged, and it'll look good. But then in the areas where you have a little more sun in the back, I would go with your St. Augustine. And consider St. Augustine for the front, but also consider Zoysia.
So does Zoysia, is it more thick, so it'll be a little better on weed deterrent, or is it pretty much it's not going to make a difference?
I'm sorry, say that again, Nathan.
So we're kind of prone, because there's an empty lot next to us, we're kind of prone to getting a lot of weeds right now.
Okay,
so,
I see.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if Zoysia is a little bit more thick to where it'll kind of keep those weeds a little bit less.
Well, let me put it this way. I think, in my opinion, since Zoysia is a little more of a thin-bladed grass, you can address the weeds that you get a little more aggressively. Now, as we always say on the Garden Line, read the label on that weed killer. That's so important. You don't want to overdose it. But that Zoysia is thick. It has a thin blade. I think your weed problem might be a little less than your St. Augustine. But keep in mind, your best weed deterrent, and this is, has kind of evolved in almost a trite saying, is a thick turf. So if you put Zoysia or St. Augustine there and you fertilize it correctly, you watch your insects, you watch any kind of disease you might get, you mow it correctly, you irrigate it correctly with the sprinkler system that I know you've got and you're going to need putting in that new sod, you're going to have a thick turf, and hopefully with that thick turf, your weed population will be much less. So that's how I would address that.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to have to get one of those sod cutters and cut everything out, I guess.
Either or just get you a tiller and get in there and just till the whole thing and then rake and rake and rake and get all that stuff out of there. Because, as we've always said on the garden line, putting in, I don't care if it's Zoysia or Centipede or St. Augustine, preparation is 90% of the battle. It's got to be clean, soft, wet dirt, soil. And the sand you've got there is probably fine. I don't think you need to put any kind of topsoil or anything on that. Some of my best lawns back in the day were at the beach. Mm. That's great. You just have to do all those other things correctly, and I think you'll be fine.
Excellent. Hey, Nathan, thank you so much calling. Keep us posted on what you do. Send us some pictures. If you have a question this morning, 850-437-1620. You can even text in some pictures as well. We do have one coming in and another phone call, but we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we will get to you and all your questions right here on the Garden Line.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Spring cleaning and remodeling is in the air, and at Jonathan's Flooring, you can get your beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation with a large selection of tile, carpet, and the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors this spring. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring, North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock, on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Visit Pensacola salutes the power of travel. Mark Twain once said, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness." What he meant was that travel provides a way to see beyond your surroundings and expand your appreciation of the world. The power of travel can make lifelong friends, unforgettable stories, and that special picture in your mind's eye. Celebrate the power of travel with the oldest settlement in America. Download the Visit Pensacola app and experience the power of travel with Visit Pensacola.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Stand by that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
We're back here on the Garden Line. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
I can usually tell you who is performing the music that you play, Jenna. I have no clue. Tell me who that is.
Okay, it was one of my favorites. I thought it would be fun. I told you we'd have fun this morning.
It is fun.
We've got that's Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars with Uptown Funk.
Oh, okay.
That is like a great, if you just need to dance and get some energy out, put on that song for your grandkids, for yourself. You can't help but just
that really
move.
Is cool.
Yeah. It is. It's a Bruno really
Mars.
Good song.
I've seen him on television.
Oh,
he
yeah.
can dance.
Yeah, he can everything. Yeah. Hey, we're going to go ahead and get to our phone line, 850-437-1620. We have Dave in Pace. Good morning, Dave. What's your question for Mike?
Morning, Dave.
Good morning. Having recently relocated to the Pensacola area, I've noticed that pine straw, or from the north, we would just call it pine needles, pine straw appears to be a popular mulching material as opposed to conventional mulch that you would, say, buy in a home supply store bag or that kind of thing. Could you tell me why that is?
Absolutely. It's, quite frank with you, it's my favorite. I use it at my house. I don't use it exclusively, and I'll tell you why. Pine straw is great. You put it up kind of thick. It'll be kind of fluffy when you put it out, but it's going to ease down and get thick. And it's a great weed deterrent. It's a good mulch to keep moisture in around your plants. And if you get nice, fresh pine straw, it has that kind of a nice brownish look that I think is very, very attractive. And it lasts longer than other mulches. It doesn't wash as bad. Now, what I do, I have...
Is it any more or less disease-resistant or insect-resistant?
No. I don't think that's a factor at all. I think it's simply a factor of it does last longer. It's aesthetically, it's really nice looking, and I think that's good. But let me tell you one other one that I use some. I like cypress mulch also, and mainly for the kind of the same reason. Cypress mulch doesn't wash as bad as, say, large pine bark. And cypress mulch, probably a little bit more expensive, but still, cypress mulch is another good alternative to pine straw. If you want maybe a little more, I don't want to say a formal look, but doesn't have that initial pine straw. Where the pine straw may want to wash out of the bed, you've kind of got to tuck it back under on the edge of the bed so it looks nice. Cypress mulch generally doesn't do that. So I think those are my two favorites. Pine bark looks good. Some of the dark pine bark looks good. I'm not a big fan, it's just personal with me, of the colored mulch, like the red and the black. I think they probably serve the same purpose, but it just doesn't fit the beds that I have. But it's available. It is available. But
these mulches?
Go ahead.
Do these mulches tend to call things like with insects towards the house or draw them?
I don't think so.
Counter to any insect or pest control you might have on the property?
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. However, what one can do, if you've got a big pine straw bed or a cypress mulch bed next to the house, a little granular insecticide doesn't hurt periodically during the warmer months. Just kind of spread it out according to the label directions. Usually it's not expensive. Usually a big bag of it, or about a 20-pound bag, will go about 5,000 square feet. So just sprinkle that insect control in there if that's a problem. But I have never experienced excess insect problems in an area that I have mulched with pine straw or cypress mulch, for that matter.
All right. Well, great. I appreciate the feedback.
Welcome back to Pensacola. Good to have you.
Yes. There's a lot of...
I didn't come back. Just relocated to the area.
Oh, okay. Well, we're glad you're here.
I'm brand new to Pensacola.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, welcome.
Well, welcome. We hope you like it as well as we do.
You will. You will love it. I absolutely know it. And I thank you so much for calling this morning and asking your question. If you have another question, 850-437-1620. It's 924 here. You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. Let's answer this quick question before we take another short break. Is it too late to fertilize zoysia that has been down for 1 year?
No. Quite frankly, it's maybe too early.
Ooh.
Maybe too early. You remember last week we had Carol Lord, who formerly was with the County Extension Service, one of the most experienced gardeners, expert that I've ever met. She's so good. And so we had a conversation about fertilizing lawns, and we all want to do it. We want to do it right now because our lawns are coming out of dormancy, and I think the mindset is, well, let's put fertilizer on it. It'll make it come out faster. Well, all the experts are saying it just doesn't make any sense to do it too early. Wait till we get to maybe mid-April, till that lawn is really green again. then put the fertilizer on the lawn. And zoysia, for example, we all know is just really becoming so popular. But the one drawback to zoysia is that it is a little late, or a little comes out of dormancy a little later and goes into dormancy a little earlier in the fall. Not that much to make that big a difference as far as I'm concerned, but it really does look good. But I would wait till it's green again. And when it is, just use that fertilizer. And, of course, we, as the show goes on, we can talk about which fertilizers are best.
Excellent. Thank you for answering that question. Have another question? Text it on in 850-437-1620. Mike Wiggins is here to answer your question here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. Going to take a quick break. We'll get to a couple more questions before we head on over to the news when we come back.
Spring has sprung, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
Hey everybody, it's me, Tracy Turnblad, from Hairspray. Broadway's Tony Award-winning Best Musical is back, featuring songs that are fresh, winning, and tuneful. Come see the mega hit about a girl from 1960s Baltimore, me, who dares to dream big and changes the world. Don't miss the warm-hearted musical comedy, Hairspray.
Coming to the Sanger Theater for two nights on March 29th and 30th. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, I'm Reba McEntire. Growing up in Oklahoma, I had big dreams of becoming a successful country music singer. But I also knew the odds were against me and that I needed an education to fall back on. Studying never got in the way of my dreams. In fact, school gave me lots of opportunities I wouldn't have had otherwise with my career. Please stay in school and try your best. You never know where a good education might take you. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Wake up with Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News. Mornings at 5 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
In a story told down by the bayou. Trying to play with the cane, you. Trying to play with the cane, you. Say my story again, you. Down by the bayou.
That was a little something for our friend Dave from Pace, who just moved here. Welcome.
Welcome to the Dave Matthews Band.
We're just cruising along down by the bayou this morning. I asked you first, and you do like Dave Matthews Band, so we're getting some peppy music this beautiful, sunshiny morning here on the Garden Line, 850-437-1620. Before we get to your questions, we will have to take a quick news break, but, you know, Mike, you wanted to share something with us.
I did, because before we run out of time, which we always do, the Spring Festival of Flowers out at Pensacola State College in Milton. It's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 9 to 5, Saturday 9 to 4, Sunday 9 to 4, where you're going to have all kind of booths with people selling flowers, telling you about flowers, arts and crafts and that type of thing. It's a fabulous event, one of the biggest flower festivals we have in our area. So if you're out that way, or Saturday, if you just want to take a quick trip over to Milton, to the Pensacola State College Milton campus, and see what's going on, because it really is a cool event. I'll promise you that.
Oh, it's going to be very exciting. I'm going out of town for a couple of days, and so I'm trying to get back so I can go to it, and all my fingers and toes are crossed that we'll have beautiful weather, and it'll move way north of us.
There you go.
The northerners can have rain.
Keep that Saturday rain away.
Also, let me say something, too, before we take a break. I went on social media yesterday, and I saw that my friends in New York were getting whiteouts. Snow, yes. 25 degrees. So everybody go outside right now, whatever you're doing, or roll your window down and count your blessings.
I had lunch with a friend yesterday from Annapolis. She said, Mike, today it's 24 degrees. I said, welcome
no.
to paradise.
Yes. We're never going back.
Never.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here on the Garden Line. Get your questions in 850-437-1620. Let's go on over to Mark Jacobs and see what he has coming up in the news.
One answer, no. No.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. United Health Group has agreed to buy Louisiana-based LHC Group for $5.4 billion in the latest tie-up linking a managed care company to the home health business. The acquisition by United Health's Optum Health Services arm will add one of the country's largest home health firms to a portfolio that already includes doctor groups, clinics, and surgery centers, as well as some home-based services. LHC shares up 7% on the news. While many retailers are struggling to preserve relationships with overseas vendors and manufacturers, one is doubling down on its presence in North America. New Balance, a privately held business known for its sneakers and workout gear, has opened a manufacturing facility in Methuen, Massachusetts. New Balance says the 80,000 square foot space recently underwent about $20 million in renovations. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials up 142 at 35,098. The NASDAQ is up 89. The S&P 500 is ahead 16. That's Your Money Now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
March the 29th, 1722, on Santa Rosa Island, Spanish West Florida, this is 1620 News Radio. This morning, your reporter is stationed on the north side of this barrier island, about 3/4 of a mile from the entrance to the Gulf, watching as crew members begin the unloading of 3 Spanish military vessels to provide materials for the beginning of what we may call the third effort at Spanish colonization here in West Florida. Listeners will remember that the second colony was begun facing the bay and sound back in 1698. That settlement became the butt of invasions by French forces to the west, with the French prevailing in battle here 3 years ago. However, at the peace table, King Louis's ambassadors declared that they did not wish to keep Florida. Thus, Spain has reclaimed it, and now a new colony facing the sound will be established. Governor Enrique Pagan told your reporter that this settlement, which ultimately will have about 300 people, is to be an emergency way station for Spanish commercial and military vessels, and also will establish a showing of the flag in this area. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Dependable and local news and talk with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay in the mornings.
Hey, I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us every Thursday at this
followed
time.
By the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr.
Good morning. Good morning. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. 850-437.
Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey, Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi.
Your top three stories here on Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi, Russia,
and Lars Larson. Only on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance.
This morning on the Garden Line, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 and 95.3. If you're in Baldwin County, Alabama, or north of I-10, some exciting news right there. 850-437-1620. We're going to go ahead and get to the phone line right away. Ray from Pensacola. Ray, what's your question?
Yeah, I've got a question about growing pomegranates here in Pensacola.
You've got pomegranates growing.
No, he wants to grow pomegranates.
Yeah, you want to.
Yeah, yeah, you can do that. Absolutely. I would go see I'd go see a local nurseryman. This is Small Business Week anyway, Small Business Day.
Yes.
People like, oh my goodness, go to Werner Turf, go to Pensacola Seed and Garden. They can probably sell you one and tell you how to do it.
Well, I've already got them. I've had them here about 5 years. I've come to the conclusion that the soil is just too wet here. It rains too much.
That could be, but
so I dug them up.
But
Jim, I dug them up, put them in some pots.
You dug them up and put them in some pots, yeah.
The problem is, it blooms and the blooms fall off in a week or two.
Well, that
no fruit.
Yeah, here's what possibly could be. And I know you're trying to get them to produce. Sometimes if you fertilize a little too much, that will cause blossom drop. Also, many times, and you know we have that in Pensacola, but some plants, when you have extremes in temperatures, in other words, it gets generally pretty cold, then all of a sudden we get warm again. You get that fluctuation in temperatures. That can cause blossom drop also. So one thing I might mention to you, there are different varieties of pomegranates. I would be sure you've got the ones that that do well here. You may need a pollinator. In other words, you may need two varieties in order to get production. I would certainly check with my extension agent on that one. But that's a couple of reasons why you may be having trouble. If you're in a wet area, an area that holds water, that could be a problem also, because fluctuating different watering, almost any plants can cause some blossom drop. But if you're in an area that, say, floods and holds water, and you're maybe north of I-10 where it holds a little bit more water than it does in our sandy soil down here on the southern area, that could be causing your problems also. But the first thing I would do would be determine what variety you have to see if, in fact, you need a pollinator in order to produce. That's the direction I'd go.
I don't think that's the problem, because the same plants I grew, I was successful in Texas, and I took a cutting off these and rerooted them and moved them here. So that's not the problem. I got two of them already, and they've produced before. So, all right, I'm going to go with the controlling the water. How about a fungicide this time of year to help?
Nah, I don't think that's going to help you very much on that. I wouldn't waste my time or money doing that. I think we've got some cultural problems here insofar as water and temperature and that type of thing. We're different than Texas. There are parts of Texas that have the same zone we do, Zone 8, but there are also parts of Texas that are a little warmer than we are, and so it could be the change in climate. I'm kind of reaching here a little bit, just throwing out some reasons why you may be having your problem. But I think if you're going to check that water, that might be the first step.
Okay. Well, I think I'm on the right track, Dan. I want another opinion.
You got it.
And thanks a lot for your help.
Oh, you bet. Good luck to you. Appreciate you calling us.
Hey, Ray, thank you.
All right, Ray.
850-437-1620-940. You're listening to The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Real quick, we're talking about the event on Saturday. Give us a couple more details about that, Mike, if you can.
I'll be glad to. It's a Spring Festival of Flowers presented by the University of Florida, IFAS, and Pensacola State College, Milton Campus. You're going to have plant nurseries there exhibiting, University of Florida Student Club plant sale, arts and craft, great food, educational opportunities. And the goal of this event is to raise money for scholarships for student field trips and other student needs. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 9 to 5, 9 to 4, then 9 to 4. So it's really is a big, big deal, a big event for our area. So I recommend
it. Very good. My mic wasn't working for just a minute there. I got it back and running. Always fun technical difficulties. You move your mic a little bit and it just decides to quit on you, Mike. Okay, so my tip was our friend Catherine, we were just talking about the event on Saturday. She said to bring cash, smaller bills if you can. So stop at the ATM or make change at the Publix, go buy a pack of gum and then ask them to break that 20, 50, whatever. But bring cash, because not all vendors take the credit cards.
Right.
So Catherine, thank you for that tip. I'm not sure, a couple of you were asking what time Mike and I might be out there. I'll tell you, I'm never really quite sure on Saturdays. I move like a turtle on Saturdays, and I have kiddos. So if we
sure that that is scheduled at this point.
Yeah.
We talked about it. We might do that, but we need to chat with some of management to see which way we're going with that.
If they let us out in public, you mean? Is that what you're saying?
They may not let us out.
They might not let us out in public, Mike? Oh, man. Listen, I won't tell you why. 850-437-1620. Is it aeration?
Yes.
Aeration. What are your thoughts on aeration? Is it necessary for lawns?
Well, I, over the years, have said I don't really believe, unless it really is hard packed, that aeration is that important. I think if you get out and rake that yard, get you a nice stiff leaf rake, and rake that yard really heavy, put a little elbow grease into it, that sometimes serves the same purpose, trying to get rid of some of that thatch, and I think that kind of serves the purpose of aeration. Aeration comes a couple of ways. One is a little machine that pokes holes everywhere to, just what it says, it aerates the soil. And then there's some verticutting, which I have seen go wrong, where little knives that go through and dig out all the thatch. I'm not going to do that one. I'm scared you could do more damage than you could do good.
Yeah, so, couldn't that like ruin the roots?
Exactly. And I would suggest to you, there are people out there in our community who do only that. You might want to look some of them up and see, have a professional do that. But otherwise, to save some money and time, now it's not going to save much effort because you got to rake it hard. Just rake it really good. But here's what not to do, and this is a little bit of an aside, but just don't scalp it. Don't think that if you lower that lawnmower, you're going to get some of that thatch out of there and your lawn is going to be better off. Don't scalp that lawn. I would tell you this. If you've got St. Augustine, like Nathan had earlier out there on the bay, 4 inches. Set that lawnmower 4 inches and never change it. Centipede, set it at 3. Zoysia, you can probably get by with 2, 2.5. But set it like that. Don't ever change it, ever. And always mow it high. Even though this time of year, when you get out and mow that lawn, you're not going to get much off of it. Right. But it is good. It's good to go out and do that. But don't, just whatever you do, don't scalp it.
Don't scalp it. Don't scalp your lawn. Don't scalp your head. Just keep everything at a good height. Hey, it is just shy of 9:45 here. You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr. Mike Wiggins is here to answer your questions. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, got a couple more questions here, and then give you some time to give some thoughts as we wrap up this morning on The Garden Line.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Did you know there are more than 30 million businesses in North America? Well, no, you probably didn't know that. I mean, who keeps track of things like that? Well, BBB does. And not only does BBB know how many businesses are out there, BBB knows the trustworthy businesses out there. And every month, we help 6 million people find them. And now you know. BBB, celebrating 100 years of advancing trust together. Go to BBB.org.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Junior League of Pensacola Evening in White is Saturday night with the location revealed on the day of the event. For tickets and more info, visit pensacola.jl.org. The Pace Center for Girls Men Who Cook event is Sunday at Sanders Beach Community Center. Enjoy tastes from over 40 booths, drinks, live music, and fun. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Listen to Fox News personality Brian Kilmeade interview the latest newsmakers and cover the biggest national stories. Weekdays 11 to 1 on News Radio 92.3.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of without crying. Now I want to understand.
Jackson Brown in the studio. I wish we had it on camera.
This is, how can you not be happy and listen to this? Wow.
Great,
it is a
great
good
music,
day today.
Great weather. My goodness, it doesn't get any better than that.
Woo, yes, doctor my eyes. We're doctoring our lawns. We're doctoring our shrubs. We're doctoring our florals. Somebody gifted me some beautiful tulips the other day.
Oh, did they really?
Purple, yeah. A deep, radiant purple. I'm so excited. They add color to my front yard.
They are so great. I wish we could plant them and let them come up in the spring, enjoy them, and they would come back the next year. Yeah. The next year, but they won't.
They won't. And
they
my
won't do it.
My
not here.
My
no.
Easter lilies, though, they're coming up. They're yeah. coming up. I started with one. I received them after my dad passed away 5 years ago this weekend, and now I have five. They've multiplied.
How about that?
See?
And I got my package in the mail from Caladiums, Florida.
Oh, it came in?
Yesterday. Just got them. These people are great. They say, we'll send them to you in Pensacola when it's time for you to plant them. So I got them
That's
yesterday.
So good.
I'll plant them probably mid-April. But I got a few elephant ears, too. Some of those upright elephant ears that I really enjoy.
They're so pretty.
And so, and those caladiums are just my favorite. My caladiums just kind of remind me of Pensacola, I guess, because I grew up
yep.
and Dad planted them all the time. And so I got the Pink Beauty this year. So
the
we'll
Pink
see.
Beauty.
Pink Beauty. We'll see how that does.
Oh, I'm excited. Listen, if you have a question, please text it in 850-437-1620. I think we've got a lot of them I was able to answer. You answered while you were talking. So let's just get into it, because we didn't really get to start the show with some of your thoughts and tips for us this morning.
Well, a couple things I wanted to mention. And once again, I want to thank Carol Lloyd for being with us last week. She's great. And we talked about fertilizer, because so many people are ready to fertilize their lawn. And we all know that not to use the Weed and Feed, we just don't recommend it here on the Garden Line. Your lawn may not suffer from it, but it's just, we just like other things to do. And we talked about waiting a little bit, waiting to mid-April. But the formula that we talked about using, there's 16-08, and Carol recommended a 15-15. So look at those numbers on the fertilizer that you buy. I had mentioned to her that I had seen a formula, I think it was like 24-22. Carol and I agreed that the last number on your fertilizer formula, always three numbers, needs to be a little higher than two. That's why 16-4-8, you have 8% potash, 15-0-15, you'd have 15%. And then you have that medium-high nitrogen. That's what you need to use. Follow the instructions. Do the math. I mean, so far as how many pounds per 1,000 square feet. Usually it's about 7 pounds per 1,000 square feet. But check the bag that you're using to be sure that's what it says. But mid-April, 16-08, 15-0-15 would be the strategy that we'd recommend here on the Garden Line insofar as fertilizing your lawn. You just want the lawn to be green, out of dormancy or almost out of dormancy, before you fertilize. Just don't want to do it too early.
Okay. Very, very good. And remind us again with Zoysia, is there a specific fertilizer to use?
You can use that's a great question, Gina. Use the same one, same fertilizer on your Zoysia that you do on the St. Augustine. And as a matter of fact, if you have Centipede, you can do the same thing. Centipede, St. Augustine, and Zoysia. Use that same 16-08, 15-0-15. The difference is, on Centipede, you may not need anything at all in the midsummer. Zoysia and St. Augustine like a little bit of nitrogen in midsummer, a little kicker right in the middle of summer. Then we all go back to winterizer in the fall.
Okay.
But just be careful. On the Centipede, don't over-fertilize it because it doesn't like that. St. Augustine, as I say, Zoysia need a little bit more. But that's kind of the strategy there.
Very good. If you want to squeeze in a last-minute question, 850-437-1620.
While we're talking about fertilization, real quick, Jenna, fertilizing of plants, let's say azaleas, and you want to wait a little bit longer until after they bloom. That's of course, when you prune them back. Obviously, don't prune them back now because they're blooming right now. You want to use, general rule of thumb, is a tight handful for every foot of height of the plant that you're fertilizing. and put it all the way out to the edge of the plant, all the way out to what we call the drip line of the plant, and then water it in. You can use a fertilizer that's labeled for plants, or quite frankly, that 1608 is a pretty good fertilizer for many of your plants in the spring. And just, like I say, tight handful for every foot of height. That's a good rule of thumb.
Okay, we have a question with a picture here.
Ooh.
If you can identify this weed, I'm going to hand you the phone so you can see it. Can you identify that weed and kind of what to do to treat it?
I hit something and I lost it.
Oh, you're okay. Listen.
Get it back.
Here, right here.
Okay.
I'll zoom in on him. It looks like dollar weed on, you know, steroids.
Yeah, and looking at that, it does look like a dollar weed to me. It looks like almost like somebody sprayed it already.
And our listener says that it seems to be eating the dollar weed, like the Godzilla of weeds. What is happening in their yard?
I need to get a little bit of that. I think that's just some basic run-of-the-mill dollar weed is what it looks like to me.
Okay.
From the picture there.
Yeah, and they said it's only going on the perimeter of their yard, not in their actual lawn.
Really?
Yeah.
Really. I'll tell you what let's do. Here, let me see it. Let me see it again.
Here. Let me.
Okay, we're going to do some high-tech stuff here.
We are doing this live. You are listening to The Garden Line.
You're listening to us fumble around.
Listen,
trying to figure out.
And we are trying to help you identify weeds. It's not that kind of weed. Please don't grow that in your yard.
I tried to put it on my picture of this app just to be sure, and it says I don't have a connection. So, whatever.
Of course not. Of course. Well, I will say... this, when it comes to spraying your weeds on the perimeter of your lawn, do you have to be careful with that, though?
Well, that's a great question, because that right there is a broadleaf weed. I think that's obvious from the picture. That's when we use our post-emergence weed control, like Trimec or Weed Free Zone, some of those contact killers that are selective. That's the key word, is selective, because you spray the weeds, it will kill the weeds, but it won't damage the grass. And that is what will take care of that. Now, that picture you showed me was looked like it was in a partially in a flower bed.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, you don't want to use that selective weed killer in your flower bed, because it will leach to your plants. You don't want to do that. You may have to go to a non-selective. Roundup is one. That's a decision you need to make if you want to use that or not. And just go right to the weed itself. You can get close to plants in your flower bed, but you cannot let a product like Roundup, which is systemic, which works through the plant roots and works through actively growing foliage, you've got to be very, very careful.
Okay.
Very, very careful. But that's what I would do in the flower bed. In the lawn, I would use the selective weed killers like Trimec, Weed Free Zone. Flower bed, use a non-selective, but keep it off the plants.
Okay, keep it off the plants. Be very careful. On that note, we're going to take another quick break. Before we come back, we might be able to squeeze in one last question or phone call. 850-437-1620. You're listening to The Garden Line.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Join Claymology Thursday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claymology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storms claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what you need before the next storm arrives.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We had family staying with us when a plumbing disaster struck. Thank goodness Air Design was able to fix it that weekend.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
I can't remember the last time we had a problem with the AC. It's because Air Design's preventive maintenance program keeps it running smoothly.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Florida Army National Guard. Aired by the Florida Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Local Talk with Andrew McKay, Jenna Barr, Bobby Rossi. National Talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3.
Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you.
We are wrapping our time up this morning on the Garden Line.
Great music today, Jenna.
We had fun. Thank you for all the phone calls, your texts, your tips, your tricks, your patience. And Mike, thank you as always for answering every single question this morning.
Well, it's been fun. Enjoy the spring. We didn't have time today. I was going to go through a list of azaleas that are blooming in Pensacola so people can identify. Most people know the names of these azaleas that are blooming, like Formosa and George Tabor and Corbel, Prada Mobile. We'll go through that next week and kind of describe these azaleas and which ones really are or really will do best in Pensacola.
You know what? Download the News Radio 92.3 app. That way you can pop it in your ears and go for a little walk in your neighborhood to find some. How about that?
What a great idea.
All right, well, till then, you guys have a fantastic day and
Thanks, Jenna. Stay tuned.
We've got Bob Virgi coming up next.
Local Talk during the day with Jenna Barr, 9 to 11, is on WNRP Milton Golf Breeze, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.